Hello and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. Now, as part of finding the opportunities, let's unpack what people mean when they talk about networking and how it works. I want to say a big thank you to my friend Alexandra Kugel, herself a recent graduate, who served as an immensely helpful sounding board for this episode. So we're talking about networking and building social capital. Over the course of a successful and balanced life, you will build three types of capital. Your financial capital will be kept in the bank and in investments like shares or property. Your human capital, i.e. your skills and abilities, will live in your mind, growing as you keep learning. Your social capital lives in your networks and relationships. The concept of social capital was popularized by an American author, Robert Putnam, in a 1993 book called Bowling Alone. Putnam has been widely criticized for conceptual and methodological flaws, but even so, I believe the concept of social capital is a useful one. His basic idea is that societies function better when people are connected in formal and informal networks, such as friendship circles, professional organizations, sports and social clubs, and so on. These networks have three characteristics in common: shared values, trust, and an expectation of reciprocity, that if you do something, at some point, someone else will do the same for you. In South Africa, stokvels are a perfect example of this kind of network. Stokvels are savings clubs. In its simplest form, every member contributes a set amount on agreed dates, say once a month, and each contributor takes home the whole savings pot once a year. The participants share the values of saving, honesty, and dependability. They trust one another explicitly. And each one expects that if she contributes this month when someone else gets the benefit, there will be a month in future where she will get the benefit. This is reciprocity. So, shared values, trust, and reciprocity. As you go through life, you will develop networks and become part of communities. In this way, you will build social capital. Pay attention to it and do it consciously. It will support your growth and make your life more pleasant and easier. Whatever problem or task you are faced with, you will find someone to phone, someone you can trust because you share the same values, and someone of whom you can ask a favor because he or she knows that one day you will repay them in kind. In a TED talk called An Introvert's Guide to Networking, Rick Taracci describes this rather fuzzy and even scary concept as collecting dots. Every person you know is a dot. The better you know him or her, the clearer you can see them. If you step back and reflect, you will see other dots, which may connect with this one to their mutual benefit. Networking means building a community of people with shared interests and values and overlapping circles of friends, colleagues, and acquaintances. You may think that at this point in your life, you have no network to call on, that you don't know anyone who matters in the big wide world out there, that you have no social capital. That is not true. The best way out of your circle is through your existing circle, says David Berkus in another TED talk called How to Hack Networking. Start, quite simply, with the people you know. Think back to your home. Who lived down the street? Perhaps the old lady next door has a grandchild in the music industry and you want to be an audio engineer. Go visit and ask for his number. What about your school? The teacher who helped you understand maths and became your mentor studied somewhere. Ask her about classmates of hers who are now in finance or in consulting or auditing. Would she be willing to give you an introductory note? Think about senior students whom you met as tutors or in your residence. Where are they now? Could they give you a name of someone in their company to whom you could send a personalized CV and ask for an information interview? For now, you may be thinking of networking as finding people who can be useful to me. That is not really what it means. Networking is building social capital. It is a two-way street of giving and receiving, reciprocity, which can enrich both your personal and professional life. You don't have a professional network yet, and you may think you have nothing to give. That is not true. Your active participation in your study group, your support for a friend who had to get home for her grandmother's funeral, the time when you allowed someone to sleep on your couch, all of those were instances of giving. Now think about times when you were the one who received kindness and support. Note it. Value it. Value the people it came from. This is the beginning of your network for the rest of your life. You are collecting dots and building social capital wherever you go. Here are a few pointers for successful networking. Most of them from Savvy Networking, a book by Andrea Nierenberg. Networking is a mindset. Be aware of the quote-unquote dots you collect and think about possible connections, whether these involve you personally or not. It is about giving first. Give without remembering. Receive without forgetting. Give whatever you can of your time, your interest, your connections, without expecting anything back. But when someone gives you time or shares their knowledge or their contacts with you, be sure to follow up with a thank you note and remember to say thank you again when next you see that person. It is active. Stay in contact with your contacts. Belong to groups. Join. Get involved. Facebook groups and websites like meetup.com and whatson.co.za can be a good starting point. Go to conventions, talks, workshops. Another point, deliver what you promise and be a resource for others. When you meet someone, be interested. Focus on them. Talk about them more than about you. The idea is to find out why they do what they do and perhaps to learn from that. Go beyond just asking, what do you do? A possible follow-up is, would you choose that again if you could start over? Why or why not? Then look out for people who share your values. Do not waste time with malicious gossipers and people who are witty at others' expense. They do not build up, they break down. Another point, be trustworthy. If someone confides in you, do not spread it around. If you promise to send a contact number, make sure you do that and expect the same from others. Always remain honest and transparent about your intentions. People can smell an agenda from a mile away, and no one likes to feel used. Be open about where you are in your professional journey, and it may strike a chord with someone who is further along that road. Say things like, I'm just starting out and I'd so love to have a job like yours one day. Would you mind telling me about your journey? Another approach could be, I'm a little bit lost as far as networking goes. I'm new to this. Do you think you could help me reach out to X? Remember, everyone you admire and look up to was once where you are now. They understand how hard it is to start out, and they will often want to help. But lastly, there is such a thing as being overly eager. Don't force yourself on people when they have said no, seem annoyed, or have shown no interest in a professional relationship. Often potential contacts won't come back immediately because they are too busy and a gentle nudge reminding them of your presence may be appreciated. Don't, however, spam their inbox with dozens of emails or call them demanding to know why they aren't engaging. There's a fine line between determination and being a nuisance. Know the difference. That was episode 7 of Grad Next Audio, part of our discussion of finding the opportunities. Next time, we talk about a very powerful tool for finding opportunities, LinkedIn. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.